Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report, chatting with Allison Ostrander. She is the Director of Risk Tolerance over at Simpler Trading. And Allison, let's look at a couple stocks that you have your eye on because of, well, either for news purposes or because of what the chart looks like. Let's start off with Apple. Apple was having a great year last year until about October, November hit, and it went through about a 40% retracement. And a lot of this, too, was on the back of some comments that were made out of Apple warning about weaker sales globally, especially in China. However, the recent earnings that Apple had actually beat estimates, and that pushed the stock higher. What's your take on where Apple stands now and those recent earnings that did surprise the market after the negative comments that Apple was making beforehand?
Yeah, well, from a purely technical point of view, it has seemed like a rather sharp pullback. But if you go to a longer time frame, like a monthly chart, we're still very much in a bullish pattern on Apple. And if anything, we dropped right down towards that 30-period simple moving average. As of right now, so far this week, we're holding that level as a support. And so if we do start to bounce back up, my first target is the 100-period simple moving average on a daily chart around 188. That is where that's currently trading. So I think that's going to be a nice push higher to test that level. And if we're able to break above that 200, that psychological level will be the next level to test. And if we do start to break above those levels, I think we're going back into an overall bullish pattern. And this was probably just a healthy pullback that not only the market needed, but Apple needed before it continued in a bullish trend. What was interesting on this move is even though Apple came out with that announcement kind of prior to the earnings, if you looked at the short interest data of all these hedge funds looking to bet against Apple, they were really piling in the month prior to the earnings announcement. So whenever you saw that announcement completely beat the expectations and the market was kind of euphoric on it, you could have looked at a short-term rising bias trade. Because all those hedge funds out there that shorted prior to the news now not only have a losing trade, but of course are paying a borrowing fee to continue to stay short. So as they scramble to get out of their losing positions, it only helps push the price higher, which is exactly what we've seen happen to Apple the past few days.
Now, do you think Apple can be used again as a barometer for the overall markets because of either how much it sold off or kind of the shift change in perception? As you said, a lot of people were piling on their shorts before that earnings call, and now they need to unwind those shorts. So you can understand that I'm sure a lot of traders will be a little bit confused as to the direction of Apple in terms of how high it can go. What do you think it says about the overall markets, though?
It's kind of in line with the overall market right now. Just like the pullback that we had in Apple, we saw a similar pullback within the market on a monthly chart. We held support going into the end of last year into this one, and we've started to see that bounce back up. Now, I will say I don't particularly for myself like to look at an individual stock and think it has a good leeway with the market just because anything can happen with an individual company. And as we know with Apple, there's a lot of talks right now about Chinese companies coming out, you know, using very similar technology, and that's kind of hitting their market within China itself. We, of course, have the China trade deal, which always seems to be on and off again. So because of that, Apple might have a harder time with these hurdles to get back up to those prior highs or to go back into a long-term bullish trend. It might be that we see further consolidation within the next few months before it determines if it has enough strength to push higher. Whereas the market itself, if we start to see some positive steps overall within the US, I think that could see a stronger bounce sooner before Apple maybe sees that possibility of testing the highs again.
All right, let's move over to another stock that you are watching. This one is GameStop, traded GME on the NYSE. This is a pretty ugly chart. It went through a nice bounce in 2013, but other than that year, this stock has been trending down and is now very much scraping this long-term bottom that it really was in at the start of 2018 and then the whole way back into 2012. What do you have to say about GameStop?
Well, I think GameStop is unfortunately in a similar situation as we've seen with companies like Toys R Us and Sears. And the recent move lower was because they decided to stop pursuing a potential buyout of GameStop. And I think once that kind of went off the table, it was harder for them to you know, stay up there, because at this point, a lot of their market, their clientele that they're looking to come into GameStop can easily go online to find these games for purchase, whether it's through Amazon or whether it's through Steam, an online gaming platform where you can just do it from the comfort of your own home. And when we talk about, you know, I hate talking about stereotypes, but the stereotypical gamer doesn't usually like to go out like that to go shopping. They'll usually stay in their home. So they're really going to have to find some new innovative ways, whether it's special releases or GameStop only, you know, entertainment, whether it's a game or a console or something like that, to really draw people to come back into the store.
Now, isn't this kind of a function of a lot of retailers, whether they're in the video game industry or in any other sort of retail, is that you need to almost have that online presence? Because quite frankly, it's not just gamers. I think people in general are going out to the malls less to do their shopping.
I have to agree with you 100%. It's not just GameStop that we've seen hurt by the immersion of online retailers. If we just take a look at Macy's, for example, we have not seen ourselves get back near the highs that we saw in 2014 and 2015. We've kind of just dropped off. So, like I said, it certainly is harder for the retail, traditional retail stores to compete with these online companies. And if anything, they're really going to have to start switching over to more an online presence and then figure out what to do with their retail space, whether that's, you know, selling it off or turning those stores into something else to actually draw people in for more an event type of happening that's occurring at the store itself.
So in terms of the overall retail sector or any other stocks within retail, or is anything catching your eye?
Not in particular at this point. I think if anything, I would probably, unless an individual company looks really great on the chart, I'd probably stick with the ETF like XRT and kind of just trade it as a broader term. That way, if you know one company gets hit there, it's not going to completely suck out the rest of them for a stronger downturn like what we saw with GameStop, for example.
All right. So you and I were talking off mic, and you mentioned that within Simpler Trading, you guys get a lot of data that comes from the short traders. So a lot of these hedge funds that are short different sectors, you get a presentation more or less of the sectors that are the most short. Can you share with us some of the highlights of the recent reports that you've been getting in terms of shorts?
Yeah. So for example, one of the stronger shorts within the ETF that we've seen recently is EEM. That's within the emerging markets ETF. And that one in particular within the last month has seen about 32.5 million shares be added to the short side. That's a, you know, 31% increase from short shares being added against it. Now, the chart itself is moving higher. So I kind of question some of these hedge funds going short against EEM right now. If the price continues to really move to the upside like this, those shorts are going to start to get squeezed out, actually, and we could see them start to close out of their trades if it continues to be a loss like it potentially is now. And if that's the case, that actually is going to help drive the price higher. So it's kind of interesting with the short data that we get. Whenever you see a lot pile in like that within the last month, but you look at to the chart and see it's in a bullish trend, it kind of makes me want to go against the shorts because if that price continues to the upside, those hedge funds are going to be the ones with the losses. And as they scramble to get out, that's only helps drive the price higher, which for us could be a very nice profit.
All right, Allison, good chatting with you. Always interesting to hear a bit of some other stocks that you are following and where you see the setup being. If anybody wants more information on Allison and the group over at Simpler Trading, just click that link below this interview. And if anybody wants Allison to look into any of the stocks that you might follow, please send me an email, fleck@kereport.com, and I'm happy to send those over to her. Allison, thanks for your time today.
Thanks as always, Corey. Bye.